Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL's announced that they have Hall of Fame semifinalists, okay? Mm-hmm. And our buddy, Bill Polian, general manager Bill Polian, Ron Wolf, were selected as contributor finalists. Right. And there's some other guys. You know, Tony Dungy's been nominated. He was nominated last year. There's a few new people, including, you know, the two guys who your son rooted for, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt from The Greatest Show on Turf.
Yep.
Jerome Bettis has been re-nominated. Jimmy Johnson's on the list. Don Coryell. There's so many others. But, I mean, you know, we talked to Vic Carucci a few weeks back about the idea of Bill Polian coming back, and we've talked about the idea of, you know, on our wish list, if he could come to Buffalo. But do you think that the Hall of Fame voting would basically scare him from trying to, like, come back with any team at this point?
It could very well do that, because we saw what happened with Bill Parcells. And we mentioned this to Vic. I mentioned it. I don't like this at all. Like, you know, if you're a Hall of Famer, but he's got a body of work, who cares if he goes back and coaches again? You know, you're a Hall of Famer. It's just like, I like the way they do it in basketball. You know, Mike Krzyzewski's already in, and Jim Boeheim, and, you know, a number of coaches who are still active are, you know, you had a long enough body of work to say, yeah, that's a Hall of Famer. So I understand with a player. Wait until a player is officially done.
Five years.
Yeah, I get all that. But I never understood with a coach or an executive, why? Why can't they still do something? I mean, do you think they're going to do something that will erase everything they've done before?
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if you were like Pete Rose or whatever, I suppose you could get in that situation. But I didn't understand that with Parcells, and voters obviously held it against him.
A couple times. There's talk that he was going to go to Tampa Bay and coach, so they didn't vote him in. There's talk that he was going to go to Alabama and coach, so they didn't vote him in. Which I think is ridiculous, because, I mean, Joe Gibbs came back as a Hall of Famer. They didn't take his bust away.
No.
Nor would they. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, the guy was a Hall of Famer. So it didn't hurt anything. It didn't change the game. It didn't influence the integrity of the league. It was like, Hall of Famer Joe Gibbs is going to come out of retirement and coach the team he coached before.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I guess Bill could always, what he could do is, like, you know, if he is the guy coming back to the Bills or whatever, they'll just wait until to announce it, like, on you know, that Super Bowl Saturday, mm-hmm. when they make the announcements of who the Hall of Famers are. Of course, you'd have to keep it a secret. But, yeah.
Which is impossible in the NFL circles.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think it's, you know, I just think that's absurd. Bill Polian is a Hall of Famer already. He's a six-time NFL Executive of the Year. We've documented, obviously, what he did here in Buffalo, what he did in Carolina, and what he did, obviously, in Indianapolis. So, you know, and he worked in the league office too for a little bit. So he's a Hall of Famer, and Ron Wolf is too. I mean, I don't have a problem with either of those. I guess my big problem is George Young. Where is George Young?
I was surprised that he wasn't in there. I was just kind of assumed he was there.
Come on. You got to be kidding me.
He's not even on the nominee list.
I'm sure both Ron Wolf and both Bill Polian would say, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, like, don't
take
count,
a
you know. But I mean, I think a lot of people would be surprised. I mean, why not George Young? I mean, this, my gosh. So, I mean, what he did with the Giants, but also, you know, things he did with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it's an interesting process. I've been on some Hall of Fame committees, and things get real political, and people have their agendas.
Do things get personal over treatment over the years when you covered a team or a player or certain thing? Like, yeah. the knock on certain athletes, or like Andre Reed, Chris Berman said, hey, had you treated people better, you might have gotten in the Hall of Fame sooner. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, I think unfortunately that's true on the part of some writers and some broadcasters who are involved with these things. I'll give you an example. Bruce Smith was a jerk to deal with for much of his career here in Buffalo. But I never allowed that to get in my way when I was doing Pro Bowl voting, you know, or you know, NFL honors that we would do with the Pro Football Writers. I never allowed that stuff to get in the way of, you know, voting for somebody like that. I mean, I wasn't going to allow my personal, oh, this guy's treated me like a jerk from times and treated my peers like that, so I'm not going to vote for him. I mean, to me, that's very petty, and it's not being professional when you boil it down. That being said, you know, sports writers and sportscasters are human beings too, and so, yeah, they do take things personally.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you see it a lot of times with, you know, columnists and with commentators. Yeah, it's a grudge. There's something behind, further and deeper behind that opinion than just the opinion.
It's a shame. You like to keep things on the up and up, you know, for the integrity. But people's feelings get hurt. And
yeah. People are, you know, they're human. Human beings. And these are very politicized things, Hall of Fames are. And each one does it differently. You know, like, I mean, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's essentially, you know, 40 writers from different, from the, you know, you've got a couple representatives, I think, like one representative from each NFL city. And then there's some at-large people. Might be the president of the Pro Football Writers right. Association of America and a couple of other at-large, and they get in a room and they debate it. You know, the baseball one, the ballots have been sent out, and we'll find out in early January who's going in this year, and there's like 500-something. And it always bothered me, like, I mean, like with the, you know, professional baseball, the Baseball Writers Association of America, you had to be covering a team for at least 10 years in a major league city. And you know, I always thought like people in Rochester or some other, you know, baseball city should be allowed to vote too. I just thought it was a little restrictive, but that's just me. And I have no idea how they picked the basketball one, other than I know that I championed hard with Jack Twyman to get Maurice Stokes, a former Rochester Royal and Cincinnati Royal, whose incredible career was cut short by encephalitis. You know, when he fell on his head going up for a rebound, he came down and landed on his head, and that changed the course of his life and ended his career prematurely. You know, I was able to lobby, and we were able to get him in. But I really don't know what the process is there, mm-hmm. to be honest with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.